last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer some doubts or misconceptions about the concept of Mahdaviyya or Mahdism, the last savior, which exists in almost all Abrahamic religions. The concept of expecting a savior to come. In this version, we are trying to discuss about the concept itself, the roots of this concept. Where are they rooted from? And this is what we are going to discuss and ask the questions from the respected guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi from Qom Seminary Schools. Sheikh Murtada, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam and thank you for having me.
Thanks for accepting the invitation. The question of the day is about the story of the mother of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and what has been said about her. In a misconception, in a doubt by a so-called scholar from Wahhabi sect, it has been said that it looks like a myth that a lady from Rome comes to Arabian Peninsula and becomes the slave of the household of Imam Hassan al-Askari, and later on she will become the wife of Imam. She gives birth to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This critic says that it looks like a myth. Sheikhuna, how can we answer this doubt or misconception? Is it true? Firstly, tell us, did this story happen or not? Is the mother of Imam is a lady from the kingdom of Roman court, and she came to Arabian Peninsula. Actually, she was taken as captive, and then she becomes the wife of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. We want to say that the happening of such a thing is not impossible, if we want to look at it logically. But we want to see if it had reality or not. This is what is under question by this critic.
Maybe the reason that this Wahhabi scholar calls it a kind of myth is that, according to him, there are some strange or even weird, happenings in this story. For example, it's also mentioned in some of the Shia books that Malika or Malika, who is the daughter of the Yusha, and they lived in Rome, and according to the, he says that, this Wahhabi scholar, he says that she has some dreams. In it, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family ask her hand for marriage from Jesus alayhi salam, and then refers to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. Several times she sees such a dream, and even in one dream, the mother of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam together with Lady Maryam salamullahi alayha, they go to her and they say that she is the mother of Abu Muhammad, meaning Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. The mother of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam hugs her and cries. And the rest of the story, there is a movie produced on this. Maybe the dear listeners have watched the movie. Finally, she, according to some historical reports, in a war between the Roman Empire and the Muslims, she is taken as captive and a slave girl. And according to the Shia, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam sends someone to the market and gives him a letter. I think it was in Roman language. And that girl was waiting for such a thing to happen, because already she was told in a dream that such and such will happen. A person will come to you bringing a letter. And the man who was the deputy of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam gives her the letter, and he buys the slave girl, Malika or Malika. And then later she's married to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, and after that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is born. this Wahhabi scholar says that this is a very weird story, and that is why he calls it a myth. We have many discussions regarding this story. First of all, we need to see if this is an authentic story or not. The oldest source of the Shia which has narrated the story is Kamal al-Din by Sheikh al-Saduq. And before him, the other scholars like Sheikh Kulaini, they have not narrated the story in their books, like yeah. Al-Kafi. And some other scholars, they have not accepted the story. So first of all, we want to see if this is an authentic story or not. Second, we go to the next step. If this is an authentic story, is it true to call it a weird story and a myth or not? So we have different discussions here. As I mentioned, some scholars have not mentioned the story, like Sheikh Kulaini. Some have rejected the stories. For example, Nu'man in his Al-Ghaiba, he mentions that the mother of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam was a black slave girl, which means that she was not from Rome. And also in Ithbatul Wasiyya, we read that he says one of the sisters of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, she had a slave girl, and later, her name was Narges, and she was married to Imam al-Haskari alayhi salam. So you see, it's not a matter of consensus among the Shia scholars that this lady, the mother of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, was a slave girl from Rome. There are at least two, three scenarios here. In the book Hidayatul Kubra, which also was written before Kamal al-Din by Sheikh al-Saduq, he says that Narges, Lady Narges, the mother of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, was the slave girl of Hakima Khatun, the aunt of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And also Sheikh al-Mufid has not narrated the story, and the author of Uyun al-Mu'jizat, who was contemporary to Sheikh al-Tusi, he says that I've read in many books and in many authentic narrations that Hakima, the daughter of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam and the aunt of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, she had a slave girl who was born in her house, and her name was Narges. So the first point is that it's not a matter of consensus that the mother of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is the girl coming from Rome. No, according to some scholars, she was a black slave girl. And some say that she was the slave girl of Hakima Khatun, and or one of the sisters of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. This is the first point.
True.
Wherever you be, I'll be with you, 'cause you're the one.
This Wahhabi scholar cannot say that this is one of the principles in Shia school of thought, that this story has happened and whoever does not believe in it, he is not a Shia. This is not the case. Because the title of his book is the major beliefs, or the Usul al-Madhab, the principles of the Shia school of thought. This is not a principle. I mean, you may be a Shia, but not believe in this story.
Very true.
Now, then we need to analyze the chain of the narration. The sanad of the very narration mentioned by Sheikh al-Saduq in Kamal al-Din, page 417. Again, we see that the chain of the narration is not an authentic chain. Although Sheikh al-Saduq has mentioned this narration in his book, and some other scholars have narrated this narration, the chain of this very narration is not authentic. So all in all, my point is that it's not necessary for us to accept this story. First of all, many Shia scholars, they have not narrated it. They have mentioned other viewpoints regarding the mother of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And second of all, as for this narration, the chain is weak.
So, Sheikhna, does it matter for a follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt to see that if the mother of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was a black lady or a white lady, or she was she has come from Roman court, or she was there from Arabian Peninsula. As you said, they are not the questions today for us, at least.
That's true.
So it doesn't matter for us to see who this lady was. Anyhow, she was a great lady and she gave birth to a great person. But where she has come from, we can ask it from anyone in the world where these, for example, wife of yours have come from.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter for us if she has come from this side of the world or the other side.
Yeah, the reason that this Wahhabi scholar mentions that, he wants to mention that, first of all, this is the viewpoint of the Shia, that this lady came from Rome and she was the daughter of Yusha and the rest of the story.
This is a narration, let's say, one version of this story.
Yeah.
Let's say this story has other versions. Why don't you take the other versions as well?
No, the point is that, first of all, this is the first answer. He doesn't mention the other versions. But when it comes to this version, he says that there are many things weird in this narration. So he wants to undermine the whole story of the mother of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and the fact that she gave birth to a person called Mahdi, because he wants to prove that this is a very weird story. I mean, a lady in Rome, she sees in a dream Prophet Muhammad and the mother of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam and so on and so forth. Then she is taken to Medina. Then Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam sends a person with a letter and she accepts. This is our second point. So he wants to say that this is a myth because of all these weird happenings in this story. Now we want to say that this is not the case. Although we prove that this is not, a principle in Shia school of thought to believe in this story. But we have some scholars who believe in that. Why? Because first of all, it is mentioned by Sheikh Sadur in Kamal al-Din. And second of all, when it comes to the history, it's not like jurisprudence that we need to analyze all the chains of the narration. Sometimes when you believe in a writer of a history book, you can accept his accounts. So, for example, when it comes to Tariq al-Tabari, among Ahlul Sunnah, we know that this is one of the most well-known works on history. But do Sunni scholars evaluate the chain of the narration for each sentence mentioned in Tariq al-Tabari? No, this is not the case. It happens for jurisprudence. So my point is that still we can believe in this story. No one can, object you, why do you believe in the story mentioned by Sheikh al-Sadur in Kamal al-Din?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I come to this question that what has caused this Wahhabi scholar to call it a myth? There are two possibilities. First of all, as I mentioned, because of the fact that he wants to mention that this is a weird story, it's very strange to accept all these. And second of all, in one part of this narration, the ilm al-ghayb, the knowledge of unseen, is attributed to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And maybe this Wahhabi scholar is against that. Inshallah, we need to analyze these two possibilities in the following session.
Thank you very much. We shall continue this discussion in our upcoming session. Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to The Last Savior from IRB English Radio. I hope you enjoyed the discussion. Allahumma.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hasan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
حتى تسكنه